out that I, my high notes are not as certain as they once were.
Did you all also say things like, Bob went according?
The nearest, I don't know those. My cousin, who's a man, some years older than I am, he remembers those things. Well, what was Dinah and, what's that one, you know?
He had quite a number of them.
He was ever down here. Would you like to get him in if he's ever?
Sure, he knows the songs.
Yes, he knows more than I do.
Perhaps you could get from him the names of the songs.
Yes.
You know, but they might be valuable.
They might not be. He had that. And then he, when he was a boy, he went to what was called music teaching, where they had very curious songs.
Yes.
And he remembers all of those about dainty lady with sparkling robes, your parlors gleam with light. Think of something, or think of where is your boy tonight? Where is your boy tonight? Where is your boy tonight? Then pause ere reason be wholly gone. Where is your boy tonight? You know that one?
No.
Oh, well, he knows all of that. I don't know that. I know the tunes. I always remember the tunes, but I never could remember the words. And this one was, let me see. One, he had quite a number of stanzas of that. One was, man of the world with open purse, seeking your own delight, pause ere reason be wholly gone. Where is your boy tonight? Where, oh, where is your boy tonight? Where is your boy tonight? Pause ere reason be wholly gone. Where is your boy tonight? Well, there are a lot of those, and they're awfully good.
Yeah.
Now, he got those. Well, couldn't be far from 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Up in that little place.
They
were in a book.
Had this been the lumbering country up there?
Yes,
it had.
Yes, more or less. They lived in any way they could, you know. They lumber was one thing. There was an iron movement there for a while, but that didn't last very much. It's coming back. It's an iron country. Now, Port Henry's an iron country.
Do you know Thompson's book, New York State, folklore? I bet you'd get a lot of fun out of it. It's a book, kind of a compilation in very bluesy style of real New York, and mostly upstate New York folklore, ballads and stories and sayings and customs. But it's a swell job called Body Boots and Breeches.
No.
I'll show it to you when you come to the office.
Did you ever, of course you all know Rogers Ranger.
I know about Rogers
Ranger. Yeah, Rogers Ranger.
You know the...
No, there wasn't a song about him. There was a great deal of folklore about him in that matter.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in hearing of any of the material we've got here in time?
I think I'd better go now. It's only 5 o'clock. Time for you to go through the
book. Oh, we're... We live here.
But Judge Hanna,
Mr. Lomax was saying about...
I'm going to go to work on that tomorrow.
He thinks he can maybe... Tracy, he thinks that he maybe...
I just thought of 3 or 4 or 5 people I could buy, Carol. It just had occurred to me before Judge Hanna came in and...
Well, you mentioned before, to Mr. Lomax, about the Monitor and Merrimax that we found. We only found them in published versions and songsters.
Well, this is a songster song to begin with.
What does a songster mean? You mean a book of songs?
Yeah, these little books, these little pocket things they used to sell for a penny or 5 cents.
Well,
but we never found this one.
Yankee Doodle Dandy, you wrote me, went back, I think, to the 18th century.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was an old trick.
But we couldn't find anything resembling. This is the one. Here's a copy of the letter.
That you sent me, yeah.
Yes.
The only time I've ever heard this, I remember now.
Oh, after the 1812 fight, the Constitution of the Guerriere. It oft times has been told that the British seaman bold, the Florida guitars of France, and even handier orders, it certainly was borrowed on them. But they never found their match till the Yankees did them catch. Oh, the Yankee boys were fighting out of there.
This is the famous one. This is what established this tune in the popular idiom. There are lots and lots of parodies of it, of course. this tune?
That particular ballad established the tune. The tune is older, but this is what made the song so popular.
Yeah, yes.
That was so
How many stanzas are there? Good many.
Oh, yes. It's a long song and a very good one.
Now, you had some monitors in Merrimack, you know. Of course, they were bound to be so.
Yes, but we didn't find that one. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but I'm going to sit down with Miss Guerra and write 3 or 4 letters. I think I might bump into it, Harold.
Be a good idea.
I hadn't realized what a good song it was when I heard it sung as usual.
Here you are, upon our side. That's close to it. Now, that certainly seems as if the opening stanza follows. That certainly seems though this must have come from it. I'm going to sing, I won't detain you long. If you listen, I will tell you so. Tell you how so handy, oh, the monitor went smack up to the merry back upon our sides, played Yankee Doodle Dandy, oh.
Well, that's the same song. What,
you suppose that's
where was that found?
Well, I interest you to learn that in searching for your song, we discovered 2 songs, Mar in the Ring and the Mar in the Merrimack. Both of them printed in broadside form, words only, during the Civil War. The first was undated and published in at least 2 different places by Johnson's Song Publisher Stationer and R. H. Singleton Bookseller Stationer. Nashville, that's a queer place for it. The Southern City was, of course, at Fault in Uniforce on February 23rd, 1982. Again, the words are to be sung to the same tune. Oh, the same tune as the one you quote. You didn't know that because you never heard that song.
Well, that tune is so familiar.
Oh, it is very.
It's similar. I mean, every time you see Yankee Doodle Dandy, oh, it's the same tune.
I see.
It doesn't vary.
Other song found, printed by J.H.C. Haney. The broadside says the words to be sung, the well known all time. Wait for the Wagon. What is that song?
You
Wait for
that?
The Wagon, we all take a ride. That's
you sing that?
Well, this has nothing to do with Yankee Doodle. It's Wait, Boys for Wooden. Wait, Boys for Wooden. Wait for them to beat Mary Mac.
I don't remember the tune. It was one of the
But that, you say, the one, the tune that I sang is an old, well-known one.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, of course, you see, as I told you before, we're always interested in the variants.
Yes.
Well,
maybe
the variants.
This, you see,
I don't
know.
Yours
may be a folk variant of this broadside song. Right. See, we may never find the original.
I know the drawing. If my cousin was a patent author, he's judged in the same court as I may are, if he's a little richer than I am in this material, and he can sing out for fashion, I mean, so he can make it.
Does he come to Washington at all?
Well, he doesn't, unfortunately. I was here on the judicial conference this time, and I was telling him, though,
well, we
and I told him.